Well, this is a quick update. I'm doing this episode because apparently I forgot to make episodes for 2 days. Yay. Ineptitude. Anyway, I'm just gonna leave you with this. Hey, I'm your host, and I will devour your soul. I'm kidding. I wouldn't do that. I'm not a dick. Also, I don't have that power. Anyway, this is Random Thoughts of Brandnuki, where I try my best to explain my thoughts and fail miserably, like a lot of people who don't pay attention. Today, I'm going to talk about spooky shit. Yes, that thing that makes you wonder if your existence is even meaningful. There are things I like. There is horror, there is, like, stuff like creepypastas, and then there's existential horror. There are many things about, like, spooky shit I don't like. Like, when it makes you overly paranoid, that's when I'm like, no, you can keep that to yourself, no, I don't want that. You can keep it. But yeah, there are some spooky shit I do like items, like certain items, and they have like cool badass backstories, but then same time, it's just like there are things where I'm just like, no. Let me get in depth with things that scare me, especially like when it comes to stuff like existential horror, where it basically makes you question your existence, where it's either, are you literally worth your life? Are you worth anything? Basically, stuff that makes you feel so insignificant because it's scary. It's like, you could be taken out at any moment and no one would care. Or like, something so evil, so manipulative, something so out of our understanding could literally come after us and be like, yeah, I was making you scared and I messed with you just because I was bored on a Tuesday. And you could literally mean nothing to the most horrifying creature ever. And it's like, and I'm just like, oh dear God, this is scary. Like, and then there's the other thing that scares me. Children, especially children saying or making creepy shit. Like, not just in horror movies where it's like, oh, I drew my imaginary friend and it's like this creepy ethereal being, but even in real life that scares the shit out of me. Like, if your family member who's like your younger siblings are like, oh, my imaginary friend Glorlox, or like some creepy name, and you're like, he says he wants me to do some horrible thing, just name anything horrible, and you're just like, how do you know that? It's like, because they tell me things and I'm just like, this is not natural for a 10-year-old to be saying some scary shit like this. Or like other things. Or just like curses or like horrible things where it's like, oh, this is a horrible video or this book or this music will curse you and it'll like kill you and all this other stuff and make you suicidal. That's the other things that spook me and I'm just like, no. And then there's creepypastas. Those also scare the shit out of me. Mostly because I know they're like pants stories where you have no idea if they're real or not. But it's just the thought of like, hey, someone went really into depth to make it seem like this is like some research project that was like lost and no one knows about. And it's like, this could be real. And I'm just like, please don't be real. Like, this is too scary to be real. But it's like scarier. It's scarier when you know the most real things that are like normal, like they're scarier than like some evil ethereal being. Like, some person you could know down the street could be scarier than Slender Man or freaking Jason Voorhees or something like that. Like, yeah, they're scary, but it's scarier when something real, like something real. That's also scary, when you know something real is right in front of you, can be right near you, like, it could just be right next to you. That's scarier than, oh, some ethereal being that wakes that watches you sleep. When it could be your next door neighbor that's watching you sleep. Well, that's it for this episode. If you want to follow me, you can find me on Twitter at Glacio Ursus, or you can send comments, questions, or suggestions to Anchor, or to my email tanukib931@gmail.com. Well, if you need me, I'm going to go hide in my panic room. Laters!
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.